Do you see yourself as someone whom God has overlooked in the great adventures of life? Are you looking back with regret and wishing you were young again and able to start over in your walk with the Lord? If so, let me tell you about a farmer I met some years ago. He was tired of farming and wanted to serve the Lord in a foreign land. He went to a Christian conference hoping to find a new call from God and possibly a woman to marry. His first wife had died a few years back, and it just happened that there was a woman at the conference who was praying about the very same thing. And the two met. She was 70, he was 75. A few days later, he proposed marriage, and she accepted. I met the two of them at the Belgian Bible Institute. He was serving as sort of a Mr. Fix-It around the school. Because of his farming background, he was skilled in carpentry and plumbing and electrical work and so on. And his wife was a dorm mother and loved every minute of it. In fact, the two of them were as happy as larks. Too old? Not on your life. God had saved the best for last. Now think with me about Psalm 71:18. Now also, when I am old and gray-headed, O God, do not forsake me, until I have shown your strength to this generation and your power to everyone that is to come. Remember Moses? A man challenged to enter one of the wildest adventures any person has ever had. His call? To leave the desert, challenge Pharaoh, and lead God's people out of Egypt. And to whom did God give this mission? A young man full of life and vigor? No, a gray-headed 80-year-old shepherd. Now, friend, if you're getting up in years and have a hunch the excitement belongs strictly to those who are the younger generation, don't believe it. Take another look at the opportunities God has given you for service right now. Get on your knees and ask God to rekindle a fire in your soul. Go to your pastor. Tell him what's on your heart, that you want to serve Christ with your whole heart and go where he wants you to go. He might just have the right missionary opportunity waiting for you. Because in God's economy, there's no such thing as over the hill. For the Navigators, this is Leroy Imes.